One of the best reasons for membership we can think of is Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, and the reference to sunshine, we may have to wait a little bit for that, maybe tomorrow. But however, I'm glad to see the rain. Not everybody would appreciate it, especially since some of it has frozen, and I had a little bit of slipping around on my walk this morning. But I'll tell you why. This is the time of year where we get the snow melt. About a month ago, if someone would have asked me about the coming spring, I would have said, yeah, we're going to have a very early spring. Things have slowed down in the first half of the month. Right now, it's hard to believe this because it just doesn't happen very often. But here we are on the 24th of the month, and it is the average temperature for the month of March has been below normal, 3.5 degrees below normal. Now, with the forecast and the 40s and even the 50s coming up this next week, I'm not so sure we're going to end up below normal. But the reason I feel good about getting the rain is that when the snow melts and we get the dead grass that was under the snow for the whole winter and it dries out, April, among other things, becomes a fire season. And yes, if it's a dry April, dry early in the month when the snow melts, yeah, there's a good chance for fire. The other thing is the rain helps to replenish the vernal ponds. And I have been looking, almost every day, I have been looking at vernal ponds. And they are a little bit lower than I wish they were. These ponds that show up in the springtime are not, most of them are not permanent. Most of them will dry up sometime in the summer. And yet they still provide a great place for the critters to live in the springtime for a couple of months at least. And they turned out to be very important. They were just beginning to realize how valuable they are. And so I always like to see good amounts of water in those. Now, we did not get a lot of snow this winter. The amount of snow we have, of course, is going to melt into these ponds. But I would like to see more rain and more precipitation that's going to help these ponds along. So we'll see. A week from today is the last day of March, and we'll have a better look at it at that time. The total amount of snow that we've had for the season is somewhere now, thanks to the little bit of snow we got yesterday, somewhere around 64 inches, which is about 12 inches below normal. Not quite as little as many may have thought. Other things are going on. The migration, like I said, the spring has slowed down a bit. The migration is not as far along as I thought it would be. I thought by this time I would have been able to see the red-winged blackbirds at a nearby swamp. And though there have been reports of red-winged blackbirds in the area, I have two swamps that I check virtually every day, and no, I have not seen them or heard them there. Also, I have not seen robins in the yard, migrant robins in the yard, migrant robins singing or anything like that, but once again, I had a neighbor report. What I have heard and seen has been really good. Many days, this started already in February, during my early morning walks, I heard a turkey gobbling. Well, I thought, well, if the turkeys are out there, the rough grouse are not going to be far behind. And sure enough, this week, 2 days ago, I heard the first rough grouse drumming. And often that doesn't happen till April, so that part is a little bit before normal. The other sound I heard of note was the singing of a mourning dove. Once again, they are early singers. We do not have a lot of mourning doves in our immediate area here, so just plain to hear one singing at all was quite a sight. This morning, I saw what I think was a tree sparrow, which is a migrant bird. A few days this week, I was down a little bit south of here, about 100 miles south of here, and down there, the cardinals and the robins and the red-winged blackbirds were all singing. And so things are happening. It's just a little bit slower to get here than I thought. Migrant red-tailed hawk showed up, and it's been around ever since. A couple migrating geese come across almost every day. So things are going on. We got a little bit of snow yesterday, and it didn't stay very long. It was not even an inch of snow. But I always like the snows late in the season for showing us animal tracks. I think the best times of the year to see animal tracks are early in the season and late in the season. And there's a lot of critters that sleep in the very cold, but they're active. A really good example was yesterday I followed the tracks of a raccoon all over the yard and down the road into a neighbor's driveway. This critter was moving about. They sleep during much of the cold, but when they're up and about, they look for all sorts of things. They are an omnivore, and omnivores will survive quite well under many conditions. About 5 days ago, I found tracks of a bear had been wandering around as well. Another example of an omnivore. Other things of note, yesterday I stopped to take a look at a big silver maple. Silver maples are very common in those. They're large trees, and they're quite common. They're not as well known in the world of maples as are both the sugar maple and the red maple, but silver maples are quite common. And this time of year, they are the first ones to open their buds to show their flowers. Now, flowers on trees are not quite like flowers elsewhere, and these flowers don't look very colorful. They have the male flowers and they have the female flowers, usually on separate trees, though there are sometimes they're on the same tree. And they're not that showy. However, the buds are real big, and all we need to do is take a look as we're passing by, and you can see the really big buds starting to swell. So I took a close look, and sure enough, the buds are starting to open. They are always the first maple to start to arrive with its flowers in the springtime. The other maples take place a little bit later in the spring. We still have plenty of the pussy willows and the quaking aspen buds out there, and soon I expect to see the alders and the hazels start to go as well. This is April. As we get into April, we get into tree flowers, the catkins and so forth of tree flowers. They are not that showy, but they are still out there. But speaking of showy flowers, yes, the crocuses have been up. And crocuses first started to show their yellow blossoms on Monday of this week when we had such a mild day. After it got more chilly, we had 8 degrees one day this week, and when it got more chilly, they just kind of closed up, but they're still there, and I expect we get a little sunlight, and we're going to see some crocuses. So, yeah, Lisa, things are moving along, even if we may not appreciate the pace, they are moving along. So I'd say get out and enjoy it, and take care.
All right. Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Weber this morning. He's an educator, author, naturalist, and radio host, and he joins us every Friday right here on Backyard Almanac.